producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
A jam-packed show today, folks. Hi there, Scott Hanlon, host of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and for that we are blessed. Thank you very much. We are in the studios of 550K Fire, Bismarck, Manda, and on East Rosser today. There are no SWAT teams anywhere within any distance of here.
It's a little quieter here today.
Yeah, it's a little quieter today.
I can't figure out why.
I thought if I come over here that they would, you know, would attract a SWAT team. we're good. The kudos.
Come on now, your worst alleged enemy was on with you, and you guys were fine together.
Heidkamp is not my enemy.
If anybody who's going to call SWAT team is going to be hurt, and she's not going to do it, therefore nobody's going to do it.
She might call a dentist because a root canal would be more fun than.
Actually, there is one guy who might. Andrew demands an apology from you.
He does. Is Andrew, is a listener?
He consoled you back in January when your hockey team lost.
You're reading from your phone. This is a text.
You made fun of the Cubs. He says, I require an on-air apology or else I vote for Trump.
Let's see.
Andrew's your guy is going to call for the SWAT team and not Senator Heitkamp.
Let me try my best Hillary Clinton. Andrew, I apologize that you were offended.
Your best Hillary Clinton. Oh my God.
I apologize that you were offended by my commentary.
Are your hands
actually stating how horrible the Cubs were?
Why are your hands crossed behind your back like that?
Listen, they might do it this year. I will officially apologize, not Hillary style, real, if they win the World Series. So stay tuned. We have big news on the governor's race to share with you today, and we broke it on Energy Matters yesterday from Bismarck State College, and kudos to everybody out there for a great Empower ND Energy event. A lot of heft in the room and a lot of good thinkers and well-meaning folks. I saw Merle Boucher, a longtime Democrat, had a chat with him last year, didn't get a chance to visit as much this year as well, but it was bipartisan. Tim Purdon was there. Tim is, of course, the former U.S. attorney and a strong, staunch Democrat, former member of the Democratic National Committee, from the committeeman from North Dakota, Uber Democratic fundraiser, and he and I had a nice chat about some work that he is doing in Native American country. Senator Heidi Heitkamp was on the program. So, again, I'm not giving all the credit to everybody that had an arm behind the name. There were some D folks there that contributed as well in a great discussion on some very important issues to the future of North Dakota and really the future of the country. Because if the country could get energy policy like North Dakota does, the possibilities literally are limitless in what it could do for the economy, for jobs, and most importantly for, you know, bringing manufacturing back and, consumers, ultimately, lower gas prices and lower prices for everything. So, important topics here yesterday, and we thank them very much. But we did pick up some big news on the governor's race on two fronts. One on the Republican side, and Wayne Stengem telling us that he is, in fact, not making it much of a secret anymore that he'll be running for governor, because he, in fact, did file the proper paperwork to have a Stengem for governor committee. We broke that news yesterday on Energy Matters. We're going to talk about that in a moment. We also have some inside baseball on who the Democratic candidate may be. So we'll tackle that. We did watch the debate last night. Not all of it, I'll admit. I didn't watch every minute of it. I probably caught bits and pieces of half of it. I had to run to the dentist and get the root canal. It was more fun. Because it was basically a Hillary love fest. Okay, it was a Hillary love fest. And, Republicans are evil, and coal is evil, and, blah, blah, blah. We have some highlights, but we'll have.
Why did I feel like I was watching Jackie Mason half the time, Bernie Sanders?
Well, I thought he was
waiting for punchlines to come out.
I thought he was Doc the Professor on Back to the Future.
He kind of looked like that. He looked like that, and then sounded like Jackie Mason. But
Hillary, if you want a summary of what happened in the debate last night, Hillary wants your guns. Bernie wants us to fly planes with pixie dust. Because fossil fuels are bad. Webb was...
As he gets in his plane and leaves the debate after.
Jim Webb was the most qualified candidate, former senator from Virginia, Marine. But he looked like a deer in headlights. Couldn't deliver a message to save his soul. O'Malley, not bad, but he's boring. And who was the other goofball? That senator from Rhode Island, Chafee.
Yeah, Lincoln Chafee.
Yeah, I mean, and those three looked like a Saturday Night Live skit. I mean, they really did.
I thought I was watching John McCain up there.
Yeah, in fact, I cannot wait till Saturday night because it'll be so good. But we'll tell you what you need to know about it. Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to be here for a full hour. We have so many things to cover with him. And, of course, we defer to you, the listeners, on the issues. But I do want to find out what he makes of Hillary Clinton's slam last night on the Republicans. She said this committee that is investigating her emails is basically a National Republican Committee endeavor, completely dismissing what Trey Gowdy, a prosecutor, is doing in that special committee. So I want to talk with Congressman Cramer about that. Let him address that. Who will be the next Speaker of the House? How are efforts to recruit Paul Ryan coming along? And by the way, I put that question up earlier on Facebook this week, and I was really amazed. Paul Ryan, just so you know, if he ultimately decides to be a candidate for Speaker, will be the Speaker of the House, okay? And he will be the Speaker of the House because the Freedom Caucus, which would be, the staunch conservative wing that really strongly opposes John Boehner, and also were the reason that Kevin McCarthy left the race, okay? They have basically said, look, we want to meet with Paul Ryan, but we'll do it. Yet, many of the listeners that were commenting on my Facebook page were like, screw Paul Ryan, he's an idiot, he's awful. Let me just say for 30 seconds here, and maybe this will prompt a few phone calls and disagreements, and that's fine. I get this purity that people want on the conservative side. You know, I honestly, if we sat down, the people that are opposing, for instance, even Paul Ryan as Speaker, we agree on 99% of the place we want this country to be in 10, 20, 30, 40 years down the road. The country our kids and grandkids will inherit. I really believe we would. On economic policy, on social policy, on the vast majority of stuff. But if you think you can snap a finger and change Washington, D.C. as it exists today, you've got another thing coming. And it is really naive to just, it's a circular firing squad is what it is. That message is to those folks out there that think Paul Ryan would be a bad choice for Speaker, and you want this food fight to continue in the Republican Party. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a circular firing squad. That's what I believe. And if you disagree, that's fine. And I'm no rhino, okay? I am no rhino. And I will match you one for one on anything in the way of if we pick the top 10 most important issues, I bet you I match you one for one. Or if not all 10,
your buddy
10.
Larry's going to call now.
Fine.
3, 2, 1.
Listen, I want everybody to call. That's what the show is about. And we had a caller yesterday who said, I didn't want to call when you had those good guests on. Look, the good guests are on for you to take calls.
Exactly.
And we did have one call for Senator Heitkamp. At the end of it, she was on rather short and had to catch a plane. I didn't know there was a call, or I would have taken the call. For her, because she knows when you come on the show, it's not a, you know, one and done, and you don't have to take any call. And look, right. We treat everybody the same.
That's part of the show.
And that is Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal. If there are callers from our audience that want to talk to you or ask you a question, they're going to get in. Now, if you don't get in, it's my screw up more often than not, just so you know. Okay? It's me not, seeing that you're there, and that happened yesterday.
This is the line I can take out of context for promos for years to come. It's my screw up.
We had a Steve call that was on the road, and he ended up getting on with Senator Hovind, I believe, but he didn't get on with Senator Heitkamp.
Right.
And he waited a long time, and I felt bad about that because we had a glitch yesterday where I could not get to the our little gizmo that allows me to see who the callers are.
Every once in a while.
And so we had a lot going on there, but that was a mistake. Just know, for full disclosure, for future use, anytime any guest is on ever, I may ask a question, but I'm waiting for you to call in and get on the line.
Yeah, we're not going to sit here with dead air until you call. I mean, Scott's going to ask questions until then.
We have a little fun with it once in a while with the crickets. You know, that just means lines are open. And, but just know. And Manny will tell you, hey, there's three ahead of you, there's five ahead of you, or when you call, or hey, we'll get you on here right away. Yeah. Okay? If you're in a hurry, let Manny know. Hey, I'm in a hurry and I can't stay long, because in that case, we'll tell you, call back, press 1, leave your message.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get that on right away.
Yeah.
Because Todd and I get those right away. So just a little caller clinic there on how it works. Okay? Now, the caller clinic is only good if you know the telephone number.
And that's true.
That's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, which is proud to tell you, the folks from Cloverdale, they have the Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour in Fargo, West Fargo, and Moorhead this week, which means, Todd, free Cloverdale products are being served up in the big yellow wagon.
We have the perfect place for it, right out in front of Cave Fire here. You could drive right by him.
I know. We're going to have to find David. Have you met David?
I don't think so.
David drives the truck. That's his rig. And so we'll have to.
David, come on by.
I mean,
come on by.
TJ Russell signs his checks, and Joe Savageau tells them where to go. Not literally. But I think if we could convince David that you have a perfect parking lot here, that maybe we could do that at some point.
Don't do it today, because I'm off for wieners and sauerkraut at Vishik today.
Guess where the wieners come from?
At Cloverdale?
Exactly right.
Awesome.
Will you tell everybody hi for me? I was there last year. I'm not going to make it this year. I got to go to Valley City after the show, but
okay.
God bless them. And
I will tell them.
Down there in Vishik. That's a great event.
Vishik.
You have not lived until you've been to Vishik.
The 90th anniversary of this thing, by the way.
Yes, and Katie Pinky Lukens, if you are listening, she's my favorite Vishik ambassador. Would you call the show just for a little preview of what's going on today? Who's that lady that gave me the big kiss there last year? The lady that she knew you too. She dresses up and she.
Oh, Ernestina?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I forgot you were there.
She was like.
I got to shoot her a text, I hope. Ernestina, come to the big screen starting at 3.
She'll be there in Wishing. She's a teacher in Wishing. I'm amazed the kids go home with that lipstick and don't get questions from parents like I had to explain to my wife. But more coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. Together with our 12-member board of farmer leaders and 5-member staff, we are 100% committed to delivering value to producers. We work to support your success by investing checkoff dollars in programs that will help you be more knowledgeable, competitive, and profitable. Considerable thought and due diligence goes into every decision our board members make relative to checkoff investments. We ask two questions in the boardroom. How will this investment bring value to you? And how will this investment create demand for our soybeans? If we cannot answer these questions with a high degree of confidence, we do not fund the program. We will continue working hard to ensure our soybean industry remains strong, viable, and well-positioned for the future.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Why in God's name would you waste time watching a Democrat debate? It was nothing but one Marxist platitude after another. I could have told you that, and I didn't even watch it. So we're not supposed to stand for anything. We're not supposed to fight for anything. We're supposed to compromise with the Democrats and lead the U.S. down the road to Marxist socialism. Yes, that's really what real conservatives want. Marks the socialism for the United States.
We asked for it. We got it. Thank you on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Calls welcome for you. Kevin Pfeiffer is going to be on the program here in a little bit. Kevin probably knows land in North Dakota better than anybody. That's the one sure bet asset, I think, in North Dakota that has never disappointed, right? Well, you got to go back a long, long time. Dust Bowl, probably, but Great Depression. But the land betting these days, pretty darn solid. And there's a big Western land auction coming up Kevin's going to tell us about. And then another Kevin, Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up as well. So a couple of guests on the program today, and right now time to find out what you thought of the debate. Did you watch? Did you like it? Do you agree with Larry that just called in and said, hey, why in the world would I ever watch it? Why bother? Well, I honestly felt that way a little bit last night, but I'm doing it to analyze, you know, the potential candidates we'll be seeing. And here is the big story, really, and it took him 45 minutes to get into this, was obviously the elephant in the room is the scandal related to emails and Hillary Rodham Clinton. One thing I want to tell you about this. I had a conversation with Doug Burgum out in Missoula. We were there for the Bison game there against Montana. And it was just tailgating and just, you know, kind of a friendly little conversation. And I don't even know how we got on Hillary, but he said, do you know what she has done, what we know? In other words, never mind the investigation, what we're trying to find out or anything else. Just what we know, that she had her own private server over at some company, and that there were quote-unquote work emails, right? In this case, government secrets email. Just the fact that she had a work email at a different place would be a firing offense for anybody at Microsoft, okay? One of the larger employers in North Dakota. You know, in other words, a first-year Microsoft employee knows you don't set up your own server. So
it would be a fireable offense in most workplaces.
Exactly. Period. Right, exactly.
You just don't do that.
You don't do it. So
especially the government.
And never mind classified secrets, everything else. So to dismiss this is ridiculous. It is absolutely, this is a big deal. Yet they all decided to sing Kumbaya and dismiss it. Here's Hillary's dismissal of it first.
This committee is basically an arm of the Republican National Committee. It is a partisan vehicle, as admitted by the House Republican Majority Leader, Mr. McCarthy, to drive down my poll numbers. Big surprise.
Yeah, first of all, that's really good on her part to kind of keep singing that praise. But we're going to get Kevin Cramer, the congressman, a chance to respond to that a little later on. But here's the big deal. You'd expect her chief rival right now, at least, since Joe Biden isn't in, The person with a real shot to get the nomination and take it away from Hillary, Bernie Sanders, you'd expect him to, hey, here's my chance, haymaker time, I'm going for it. No, he turtled. Listen to the, what did you call him earlier? You had a name for him.
Jackie Mason.
Yeah, this is Jackie Mason and Doc, the professor from Back to the Future, also known as Bernie Sanders at last night's debate on the email scandal.
Let me say something that may not be great politics, but I think the secretary is right. And that is that the American people are sick and tired of hearing about your damn emails.
Me too.
Oh, those are my sound effects.
Was that the ticket? Was that the Democratic ticket right there, those two? There's your ticket right there. They're already holding hands.
No, this whole thing was like a Star Wars bar scene. It was just unbelievable. We really was, you know. And at least between Hillary and him, and then the other three are like deer in headlights. You know, it's just not working. But anyway, if you want to talk about it, happy to. But I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. There is one total cheap shot of our energy industry in there by one of the candidates, and also Bernie Sanders saying the number one threat to the United States is fossil fuels. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. So we'll chat about that a little bit here as well.
What vehicles did they drive to get there?
Exactly. Did they fly there?
Right. I bet they didn't arrive in a nice, quiet Prius. I bet they had something, you know, that guzzled gas, the Corbett-ish kind of thing.
Todd, all of that is pandering. There's no realistic way we can do without fossil fuels.
But come on, how many times do we have to hear the same line, fossil fuels, and then they get in their gas-guzzling whatever and go?
Yeah, no.
How many times do we have to hear that?
It's really bad. And Hillary wants your guns. I have that clip, but we'll save it for later. We've got a couple of local tidbits that I think are worthy of playing. Do you have the Wayne Stengem clip that you've been using on the news from our Energy Matters interview? We'll play that in a moment here. But the big news is yesterday I sat down with Wayne Stengem to talk about his good work on all the things at the Empower ND conference. And I think he told me there's 15 lawsuits. Did you use that part of the of the interview with him?
I believe so. Yeah,
yeah, there's like 15 lawsuits, and just by North Dakota, they're pondering or looking at or different things they're trying to do. Then there's a bunch around the country that you join or whatever. So we spent most of the time talking about that, but I said I can't have you on. I'm constitutionally mandated to ask you if you're any closer to running for governor, right? I mean, I don't want to be a these candidates.
You have to ask that question.
Right.
You have to.
And they don't like it, but they know. Yeah. So anyway, I said I understand, and I had a source that had told me earlier in the day that the Sengem campaign had filed paperwork with the Secretary of State that nobody had reported about that he was officially setting up a committee to run for governor. And here was his answer.
Though I haven't asked, I have had a lot of people who have sent checks hoping that I will run and sent checks to Sengem for governor. And when that happens, you're obligated by statute to file a committee. And so I thought that was the logical thing to do. But I think the assumption might be that if I weren't running, I'd have sent those checks back. And I didn't. A lot of the things that we're talking about here that we want to do, I want to make sure that we're continuing. North Dakota is a wonderful place, and energy is just one facet of what it is that we can do here, that we can provide jobs and taxes and energy for a nation that needs it. We're in great shape here, and I'm very optimistic about the future, and no matter what, I want to be part of it. And I don't want to play games about it. I do think, most people think, campaigns are too long already. If we make a final determination, even November, early December, that's plenty of time.
All right, so what that is saying is the obvious, and that is that Wayne Sengem, I was going to say Ed Schaefer, I don't know where that came from, Wayne Sengem will be a candidate for governor, okay?
Ed Schaefer probably not, right?
No, but it's a matter, although I hope Ed Schaefer and Wayne Sengem sit down at some point, because I would love to see Wayne Sengem be a Ed Schaefer, like, you know, they're friends, obviously, and everything else, but I'd love to see Wayne Sengem, because I think we need it, be a Ed Schaefer-esque governor. And by that, I mean, I think it's time for some belt tightening. I really do. I mean, look at the oil and gas industry. Look how it has transformed itself inside of a year to reduce costs and tighten the belt and get ready to fight another day and live another day, which they will do and are doing. You know, the number yesterday from Lynn Helms on the reduction in the amount of oil and gas, it's minuscule. I know everybody's making a big deal out of it. I mean, I'm looking at the Bismarck Tribune headline, August oil production down. First time since 2003 production went down from July to August. Folks, we're doing 1.2 million barrels of oil a day out of the ground in North Dakota, and oil production from July to August went down 20,000 barrels. Okay, in other words, if you've got $1.2 million in your IRA, and it was a bad day on Wall Street, and it went down 20 grand, you're not running around with your hair on fire, okay? So we're at 1.2 million when times are quote-unquote tough. They've retooled, transformed, and have put themselves to be in a very strong long-term position. State of North Dakota needs to do the exact same thing, and I hope Wayne Sengem leads that effort, but he will be our next governor. Who will the Democrat be? I'll tell you when we come back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You've heard us tell you about Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Today we talk about why you should use Sunbelt of North Dakota. To answer, Art Rosenberg is back. Say, Art, what in particular about Sunbelt makes it the right choice for a business owner looking to sell here?
We have an experienced team of business professionals who understand the region, and every one of our brokers has owned their own business in the past. Our team members have diverse backgrounds in networking, finance, marketing, sales, and human resources.
What does the worldwide reach of Sunbelt and the presence of Sunbelt bring with the local touch here in North Dakota?
We're able to provide you with valuations and appraisals, financing opportunities, whether it's with SBA or other national funding sources as leasing. And then we can add consulting to increase the value of your business.
Folks, they know the language. They can help all parties avoid the pitfalls that can derail a deal. They've been there, done that, which is why you got to call them at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Thanks, Art.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Have you ever been to Watertown, South Dakota?
I have.
Yeah, it's a nice town.
It is a nice town.
Yeah, if you go there next time, though, but stop by Heedle's there, would you?
Really?
Yeah, I would stock
Watertown,
up on...
Okay.
Stock up on, you know, you walk into a Heedle's, and I challenge you not to buy something, even if you don't like
it. Well, of course, going to buy something.
Yeah, I was in there the other day, downtown Bismarck, trying to find a little blinker, because blinker went out in the Explorer.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And but you go in there and you just find stuff to buy.
Well, that's just it, yeah.
Yeah, I drive a lot, so I have a lot of the bugs, and the gas stations don't have the long handle.
You got to get that bug remover. As much mileage as you put on a vehicle, you have to have that bug and tar remover stuff.
Yeah, I haven't done that. I got the Extendo. You know what I'm talking about? The little arm that.
Oh, sure.
The one you go to the gas pump and you wipe your window
with. Yeah.
Right, the windshield. I just wanted
that
a longer
half the time
arm.
Doesn't work.
Right, yeah. Bought one of those at Heedle's, and now it works. So I have
there
my
you
own.
Go. Perfect.
Anyway, next time you're in Watertown, see Steve Stanton there, okay? He's been there about a decade or so at Heedle's down there. And, by the way, I love finding out their first vehicles. How about a Camaro?
There you go.
Z28.
Oh, yeah.
1981 four-speed. Are you kidding me? Unbelievable. Gotta love that. Yeah, and it was a dark gray.
I bet they didn't make money back in 81.
Kind of souped up.
Mostly automatics, so collector's item.
But here's the important part. He, like many of the other parts professionals, ASE certified in so many areas that Heedle's will get you exactly what you need because Heedle's has it. Also brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. There's this big video that's floating around the ether out there of this goofball I've never heard of before on HBO. Oliver, what's his name, Todd? Something Oliver.
John Oliver?
Yeah. Have you heard of him?
Yeah.
Okay, well, anyway,
He's actually hilarious.
He's an idiot.
When he gets political, though, I start cringing.
He's an idiot. I mean, I'm just telling you, I've watched this stupid video. He's a complete and total idiot. Okay, he knows nothing. You got to come to North Dakota and find out some facts. But if you want to find a great video, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. There's a lot of them. My favorite this week is Alexander, North Dakota, NBC Nightly News, did a feature on, I think it was Sunday night, about the fact they now have a football team in Alexander, North Dakota. And that football team was gone for decades, wouldn't be there, the school wouldn't be expanding.
NBC
yes,
sold that one?
They did. It was a great story.
Wow, not CNBC.
No.
Because, I mean, I can see that on CNBC.
It was
NBC.
It was NBC Nightly News. I kid you not.
I'll be real shocked if MSNBC starts running that.
I kid you not, to give you my best Johnny Carson impression. All right, let's check in here with Jeff in Aberdeen, South Dakota, and then we're going to talk to my friend Kevin Pfeiffer about lots of fun planned for some Western land sales. On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, Jeff in Aberdeen, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you?
Good, good. On the road today, I'm originally from Sioux Falls. We've got a lot of lib filtration down there, so I'm going to tune into you folks hear what conservatives have to say. I tuned into the Democratic pity party last night, and it was a real laugher. The only guy that really does come off as a normal human being is Jim Webb, and they tried to downplay him as much as possible. Biff Wanders, or better known as Bernie Sanders, he's quite the character. Boy, our country's in real trouble if we ever get somebody like that in charge. And obviously this was the cheering section for Bernie and Hillary. Nothing substantive to offer, and very sad state of affairs that we've got that progressive left-wing party trying to obtain a stronghold here.
Jeff, couldn't agree anymore. Appreciate the call, and I like that lib filtration. I hadn't heard that terminology before. It's sort of happening to Fargo. Happened a long time ago to Grand Forks, but it is probably the single biggest threat to the conservative cause in North Dakota, and that is the lib filtration, if you will, the increase of the Democratic voting bloc in Fargo, because it's a big city. Grand Forks is what it is. It's always been there, but Fargo's a worry, but interesting. And I like the pity party description of the debate as well. You know, that's their game. They want more victims because it means more votes, and that's just sad. I mean, just set away the politics for a second. Okay, one of the greatest honors of my life is being a dad. All right, I am so blessed to have had the opportunity to raise Alex and Hannah and Haley, okay? As a dad, would I ever, or would my wife Maria ever say, boy, bad deal you got there in that tennis match. Man, you really got, you know, oh, that was awful. They really jammed it to you there. You know, let's go see and see if we can talk to the high school league and if they'll do a better deal there, you know. I mean, if you raise kids to be victims, And if you pander to people and perpetuate victims, and I know it's part of their game because they want to ultimately control every part of their lives. We'll give you health care. We'll give you college. We'll give you everything you need, and everything will be great. Yeah. And what that looks like is miserable because your existence relies on somebody else rather than what you are creating for yourself.
Doesn't
and creating
whole
for your future.
Doing that time after time after time, that cycle never ends.
Yeah, exactly. So, good point, Jeff. It was a pity party. Appreciate that. Love talking to our callers. We have a whole hour of it next hour with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. My friend Kevin Pfeiffer is in, and he doesn't know it yet. I don't know that he's looked at his calendar, but, you know, we've sold out this New York City trip. I mean, we right now are looking for a second bus. We have so many people that are joining us in New York City, and that's why you're not hearing the ads anymore, and I apologize for those people that have been told you're on the standby list because it's crazy. So I have to be in New York City. Sorry. Tough duty, December 1st through the 5th. So I'm hoping I can live on the air recruit Kevin Pfeiffer to be a guest host one of those days and come back on the program. Kevin, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me on this morning.
See, I remember your chops as a radio talk show host. You know, you've done this before.
Well, yeah. December 1st to the 5th. I'll take a look at the calendar here, and maybe between Scott and I we could do double duty or something here.
There you go. Well, for one... You have the ability to take it on the road. See, I do it all the time, right? You could do it from some land sale somewhere. It'd be easy to do. Piece of cake.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe I can get out to Western North Dakota somewhere and do it.
There you go. It'd be fun. Speaking of which, I know of no one who is better equipped to give me a little bit of the lay of the land, so to speak, on land prices and how things are doing. Is there a better investment in North Dakota 9 out of 10 days than land, Kevin?
Well, given what's been going on in the financial markets, especially the last 120 days, I think it just reconfirms the old adage that, you know, if you're going to buy land, buy good land, put it in your balance sheet, and you're going to have it there, and it's going to be a great asset for a long time. And, you know, North Dakota has, 40 million acres of land, 23 million acres of cropland, and 17 million acres of pasture land. We've got some of the best land in the world. I'm bullish on land. I think it's a great investment. So whether you're in Western North Dakota, Central North Dakota, or Eastern North Dakota, yeah, it's a great place to put some money.
And tell me a little bit about the prices. I know we've had just some unbelievable land prices. You hear from farmers that, you know, they're concerned about it and the reasons behind it and whatnot. But are we still towards the high end of those peaks?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, really right now, if you are looking at buying land and there is a lot of land market, now may be the best opportunity you have had in the last couple of years, maybe in the last 10 years, because we had a huge run up from 2003 to 2013, and basically land prices peaked in the last quarter of 2013. But since then, particularly in the Red River Valley and parts of central North Dakota, we've seen a 20 to 25% correction in land values. And there was an enormous run-up, granted. I mean, land values tripled, quadrupled in some places, but they have come down substantially in certain areas because of the correction in commodity prices and then also with the increase in some of the long-term interest rates. So really, if you're looking at and granted, they're higher than they've been, you know, over the last 10 years or whatever, but with this slight correction here, if you're looking to buy land, now's when you should be looking. This quarter and in the first quarter of 2016, I think land buyers are going to find this an attractive playing field to get out there and look. And, you know, we have 15 land auctions coming up this week. We have seven tomorrow in Dickinson, North Dakota, and we have eight on Saturday in Bowman and in Mott, North Dakota, featuring almost, 8,000 acres of land. So there's going to be a lot of land coming up on the market just through our firm here in the next couple of days.
You know, I've been dreaming about winning the lottery so I could call you about that Hudson property out by Medora, but I understand somebody beat me to it, huh?
Yeah, that was that's probably one of the nicest ranches in North Dakota, and that has been sold. But, you know, we have a lot of other nice ranches for sale out there. In fact, we're going to be in Medora next Wednesday. We also have, in addition to what we got coming up this week, we're going to be in Medora for a couple of big sales next week. We have 1,500 acres, two separate farms for sale, north of Medora, north of Beach, North Dakota, and both of those are in Golden Valley County. And again, that's a neat area of North Dakota. The thing I like about that area is it's kind of where the Missouri grasslands and the badlands converge where they come together. So you got some really just, you know, sprawling meadows, but then you also got the rugged buttes of the badlands. And I mean, if you want something that's productive as far as grazing potential and good cropland, but then also some scenic value for hunting or environmental evaluation or whatever, I mean, there's some great opportunities out there.
It seems to me that you just described, you have 15 auctions coming up here in the next couple of days. This Western Land Auction series you have going, and the others as well, and obviously I'm hearing your ads, thankfully, right here on our radio stations, which is great, talking about all these events. Is it more than usual? Are you dealing with a lot of activity?
Well, you know, I looked at our calendar compared it to last year. It's about on par with what we had last year. I don't think the inventory of land that's for sale has really increased a whole lot or gone down. I mean, this would be typical for our firm. Normally, the second weekend of the North Dakota pheasant hunting season, we purposely put on these sales so that we have a lot of, obviously, in-state buyers, but a lot of out-of-state buyers. And we design this so that when they're here, they have an opportunity to look at a lot of different farms and ranches. A lot of the properties that we're selling tomorrow, which we start in Mandan, then we go to Dickinson for the evening sales. And we have 90 acres up in Oliver County. It's probably some of the nicest hunting land we've ever sold. It's even got a hunting cabin on it, lodge and everything. And then when we're down in Mott, we have 320 acres down there just to highlight what's going on there. Some of the best deer hunting I think we've ever sold in western North Dakota. So when you look at what's out there, it's comparable to years prior. But the quality this year, I think, is probably better than what we've had in the previous couple of years. Excellent cropland down by Leffer and over in Stark County. So we're going to be, looking at a lot of potential farmers and investors looking at that. But then also the hunting land potential that we have coming up tomorrow and Saturday. You know, we're all pretty excited about it. In fact, some of our guys are going to go out and hunt some of this property on Friday. So they're going to be able to go out and shoot some pheasants and hopefully bag their limit.
And then be able to give an honest assessment of here's what we're selling. Look at what our guys limited out in 15 minutes for crying out loud. So you can tell them the real deal. Hang
Absolutely.
On, Kevin. We'll give you a chat. We'll grab a pen so you can get a telephone number to get a copy of the catalog and also the website. In just a moment, more from Kevin Piper after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA is your official Bison tailgating supply headquarters with everything you need for game day. Propane fill, just $10. Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop, cookies, and medium pizza, $5.99. PetroServe USA is giving away $10,000. Register weekly for your chance to win one of two $500 gift cards and a fully loaded Bison tailgating trailer.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, I'm Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring. Are you experiencing pipeline reclamation problems such as uneven ground, ruts, pooling water, slumping, or erosion? We can help. The North Dakota Department of Agriculture can assist in resolving land surface issues and concerns with our Pipeline Restoration and Reclamation Program. For assistance, contact us at 1-800-242-7535 or visit us online at nd.gov/nd-da.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I know. Todd, the radio guy, he's just like this taskmaster, and he's getting all these off-the-air texts and calls saying, you said you were going to say a scoop about who the Democratic candidate was going to be.
Yeah, I mean,
I realize it.
But waiting patiently, but that doesn't mean everybody else is.
Callers come first, and we had the fellow from Aberdeen, South Dakota, who had the very poignant comment about the Democratic candidate debate being, what did he say, a pity party, right?
Yeah.
So, anyway, I didn't get to it, and that was the time I was going to do it, so you'll just have to wait a little bit here. I will get to it. But before I do that, Kevin Pfeiffer's here. And Kevin Pfeiffer, Pfeiffer Auction Company, rather, is the source on land. And that's why we're thrilled to have Kevin here. I'm just fascinated by this because I just think it speaks to the resiliency of North Dakota, right? Through good times, through bad times, what you're talking about, when you say land is about the best investment you can do, that's a great indicator of our overall economic health, isn't it, Kevin?
Absolutely. You know, when you look at land values and you compare them to the S&P or any indexes in any of the financial markets over the last 20, 30 years, you know, land really has been a great investment. Whether you look at the return or depreciation in its value, You really cannot go wrong. And if you want to muscle build your balance sheet, the best way to do it is land. I think it's better than gold and silver. The best way to muscle build it, buy land, but buy good land, and you'll have it there for a long time. It's an asset you can always leverage. It's an asset you can always touch. It's an asset that's always going to go out there and produce an annual return for you. And, you know, fortunately in North Dakota and, you know, South Dakota, you know, they, for the most part, South Dakota's got pretty comparable land, but really North Dakota from the, you know, the western border of Montana all the way to the eastern border here of the Red River, we got some of the best land in the country when you look at it. 40 million acres. It's a big playground, and there's a lot of opportunity right now for people if they want to go out and put some land in their portfolio.
Now, by the way, if you go to Pipers.com, you can actually see the land. I mean, I just dream when I get look at those pictures. And, you know, imagine, that's mine. I get pheasant hunt right there, right? You know? You take a look at all of it. I mean, I'm looking at Stark County right now, Oliver County, Mandan, and all the ones you have coming up. The big deal this week is the Western Land Auction Series. So you start tomorrow and go how long again? How many auctions?
Well, tomorrow we're going to start off in Mandan. We start off at 11 o'clock, and then in the evening we're going over to Dickinson. We've got 7 auctions tomorrow, but more importantly, almost 2,800 acres. And then we're going to take Friday off to hunt, and I got to come back here for a football game and watch Fargo South play Hallstrom's Davies Eagles, so we got to get that in. And then Saturday, go back out to Mott and Bowman. We have 8 more auctions out there because we got 4,700 acres out there to sell on Saturday. So we got a jam-packed 3 days coming up here. And but before I leave the studio here, I got to bet. I'm gonna have to bet Steve on the game Friday night. Maybe I can bet him a weekend in Arizona versus a weekend of hunting out west or something.
Wow, there we go. You guys keep us posted. Our own Steve Hallstrom, Steve and Kevin are in Fargo today, so they're joining us from there before. Kevin has West here. So you guys work that out and let us know how you get that working. My partner, Steve Hallstrom, is running the controls there today. Steve, you up for this bet? Are you going to take the challenge? I hope so.
Yeah, go Eagles. No question about it. And the thought of hunting with Kevin out West sounds pretty good. So I guess we come out good either way on that one.
I think either one of us would win no matter what happens, right?
You got it.
Yeah. All right, so the next time we have you on, here's my big question. And you can maybe pay a little attention to, you know, over this Western land auction. My favorite part of auctions growing up, would go with my dad or uncles, you know, putzing around looking for something, was always the lunch wagon. And it was not for the food, although that was always pretty good. It was for the chatter, because I would learn so darn much. Sometimes not always good, but most of the time, you know, pretty darn good. So, you know, I think there's a radio show there, Kevin. You know, what's the buzz around the lunch wagon? So will you keep tabs for me the next time we have you on? We'll get that?
Absolutely. Yep, I'll get a pulse for you, and we'll, in fact, I got a good one for you now, but next time we're on, we'll talk about that in depth.
All right, 877-700-4099 is Kevin's telephone number. And if you're not yet on their mailing list, call them. They'll put you on a mailing list to get the catalogs absolutely free. 877-700-4099. Or you can just go online and check out all of their auctions at Pipers.com. Check out, and you said you're in Medora on Wednesday?
Yep, we're going to be out in Medora next Wednesday, and we'll be there all day. So if people want to come out and look at some great land out there, a couple opportunities. We've got 2 really nice farms and ranches for sale in Golden Valley County.
Okay, because you made me curious. Now, so what's your favorite little most recent chatter around the lunch wagon? This will be the tease for the ongoing series that we'll be doing next time Kevin comes on.
You know, there has been over the last 4 weeks even, because we've been to Turtle Lake, Madoc, Mandan, Scranton over the last 3 or 4 weeks at auctions, and there is more optimism amongst farmers and ranchers than I thought we were going to see. In fact, there's more optimism today than there was in the late summer or midsummer sales. And I think a lot of people are feeling good about it. We're seeing a consistency in these interest rates right now. And then also there are some opportunities in the commodity market that we haven't seen for a while. So there's going to be there is going to be a big turnout at some of these sales because people see a window of opportunity that may, again, start to shrink.
Very interesting. And by the way, Steve will tell you that he and I had lunch this week with a top official at a major farm equipment company. And I'm not going to name names or anything because it was just a, you know, informal lunch. But he said, hey, things are coming back. And it was sort of surprising to him as well. So that tracks with what you're saying as well. And, you know, I think that's our zip codes. That's our place on the map. I think that's because of where we are. You know, are there challenges out there? Absolutely. But, you know, we're up to them. We absolutely are. Kevin, great stuff today. Thanks for the insight and analysis, and good luck on a busy couple of weeks here.
Yep. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
You as well. All right. That's Scoop coming up. I haven't forgotten, in the Talk Radio Town Hall, too. Kevin Piper with us today on What's On Your Mind. Kevin Cramer next.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Max Harvest Day Sale. 2 big weeks of harvest savings. A DeWalt 18-volt battery 2-pack is just $99.99. A nylon tow rope 1 inch by 20 feet is only $19.99. And from your area's largest supplier, grade 5 bolts, just $1.59 a pound. Our 25-millimeter ammo cans are only $6.99. See our Harvest Day Sale insert in your newspaper or online at maxhardware.com. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.